Everyone, and welcome back to another great episode of Hannah's Cuisines. Today I'm going to be showing you a very quick tutorial on how to make some really good looking chocolate that's going to look like you spent hours in the kitchen, but actually it only takes 3 minutes. So let's get started. I bought this little mold here from, it's available at Wilton. It's a Wilton's product. I actually bought it from Michael's, and I know it should be available in any of your cake stores. And I only paid about, $6 for it, because it was $9.99 and I got 40% off. So I only paid $6 for this mold. And what I liked about it is, I don't know if you can see, but it's got this really cute little squiggly lines in there, and it just adds a lot of art to the chocolate. Loved it. And I experimented with it and loved making these chocolates. So what I did was I grabbed these Wilton candy melts, and these are available in so many flavors and colors, and you can really, really go out and be really, really artistic with this. So here is what I got from these little discs. So these little discs actually made these. So very, very simple. It's going to be a very quick tutorial. These ones are red velvet chocolate. This one here is the candy cane with white chocolate. And then I have here, here we go. I have this one here, which is just milk chocolate, which is this one here. And then I took the milk chocolate and I combined it with one of the discs of the candy cane chocolate, and gives it a really nice minty taste. And then I did the same thing with this one. So once you get this down, you can really get artistic and really do so many different things with it. You can add like nuts, you can add like whole nuts. My husband loves whole nuts. And you can add coconut, you can add so many different things to this that they just turn out so good, and they're just so very, very easy. So basically you need 3 discs of chocolate, and it goes right into each mold. I don't have many left because I did those, but the three molds are gonna give you the thickness. This is how thick they're gonna be. And the other idea also is just to use 2, just 2 of the molds, just 2 of the discs in the mold, and it would have a thinner chocolate, and you can even use it as make cupcakes, do a little icing on it, and top it off on top with this beautiful chocolate. What you need to do is you need to stick this, once you're done putting all the discs into the mold, you're gonna put it in the microwave. Now this is really, really important. You wanna put it in the microwave for a total of 3 minutes, intervals of every 1 minute, but do not put it on high. Put it under the, go to your power settings and bring it down to 50% or half of what your settings are, and then put it in for 1 minute, take it out, pat it down just like that once it comes out, stick it back in the microwave, do another 1 minute. Again, do not forget to move your heating down to 50%. So mine was at 10, power level 10, I moved it down to 5. So the second time you're gonna take it out, the discs are gonna look a little bit melty, and then you're just again gonna hit it and it's gonna start spreading. Now, the other third minute, again, put it in again at that 50% of the temperature for another 1 minute. Again, make sure when you hit it like this, the reason why you're doing that, you wanna make sure that you get rid of all the bubbles. Now, when we put the discs in there, you see how there's gaps in there, and that's what's gonna make the bubbles. So you just kinda wanna go pat it down, and you're gonna have flat chocolate. Put it in the refrigerator after half an hour, take it out. You're going to just turn these over and you're just going to mold it and you're just going to take them out. So these are a really, really fun project to do with kids. And it's something that it's so much fun. You can make them into little baggies for gifts and great for holidays, Eid, whatever you're celebrating. So just wanted to do a really quick tutorial and show you these really beautiful and wonderful chocolates that you can make at home. You can make it with your kids, or your kids can really make them. I mean, they're just so wonderful that my son even tried making them and he actually succeeded. So I'm done with my tutorial. Hope you guys had a lot of fun with me today. Thank you for spending time with me today. Thank you for joining me on this episode of Rehana's Cuisines. Hope I can see you here next time with another great recipe. See you then, friends.